kind of curious question with the five strings of sensuality.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, that not being appropriate territory, appropriate terrain. Just wondering, I was just thinking about why not the sixth sense base, the intellect, and how we get so lost in those skillful thoughts and feelings and musings and fantasies.
I think, just a guess. I think one, because I don't think, say, it doesn't have the same tangible nature as a physical sense base and a physical sense object. So that I think the Buddha treated it somewhat differently. And I think also to a certain degree, the obsession with the intellect is more of a modern aberration, really. In the Western world, probably say subsequent to the Enlightenment age.
The age of reason,
and then the reifying of the intellect and the mind, and I see I compare it to, say, like Northeast Thailand, they just find us really amusing. It's like, you sure think a lot. It just isn't that important to them. So those, both of those elements, I think one is the substantial nature of that, even though, certainly in the Buddha's time, the Buddha was familiar with the worlds that people created internally. But I think there's a substantial quality to those five strings of sensuality, that they're tangible, and there's a different quality of quest for gratification. I think it has a much more tangible nature, and as opposed to the intellect itself.
Yeah. That was the Enlightenment was in 1600s, or the Enlightenment, the Age of Reason, 1600s.
So yeah, sixteenth century, beginning of 1500, I think. Beginning, I can't remember where they, what's the defining point.
Could it also be that, obviously there's lots of unskillful mental states and unskillful mental pleasures, but also like, say, the piti and sukha of samadhi, and could that be considered mano, or?
Well, yeah, but it's in the same way there's all sorts of innocent sensual pleasures as well that are
body-based,
and this is true too, piti and sukha. But I'm also just sort of thinking, even within the realm of the strands of sensuality, it's that kind of obsession. The pleasure per se isn't necessary to the problem. It's that seeking, and so there's all sorts of innocent pleasures through the senses that one experiences, in the same way that there's innocent pleasures that one experiences through the mind.
Yeah, so it's the desire and the aversion related to any other matter.
Yes.
Or mental.
Yes. That abhijja dhammanasa is a that greed and distress and toward the world.
Another difference between the five strands of sensual pleasure and the sixth sense basis is that the sixth sense basis can actually be used as a basis for awakening, where like this, the instructions to Bhavya in the scene, only the scene, where at least I think that's right. My understanding is that the sixth sense basis, reflection on them, can be used as a means for awakening. Whereas reflection on, and the same is not the case for the five cords of sensual pleasure.
I don't think there's a clear line between them. I mean, the cords of sensual pleasure are the sense basis. It's just how it's approached, or the attitude that
it's the same avenue.
Same avenue, right? Yeah.